Good afternoon. It's 27 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, we want to let you know that the snow emergency for Richland Center that was supposed to last until tomorrow morning has been lifted and is canceled. Slippery roads due to adverse road conditions early this morning are believed to be the cause of a fatal crash. Around 12:15, the Grand County Sheriff's Office Communication Center received an automated crash alert on Settlement Road near Settlement Lane in Cassville Township. Deputies and emergency responders from Cassville Fire Department and Cassville EMS were dispatched to the scene. Deputies arrived on scene and discovered that Nicholas Bush, 31, of rural Cassville, had been traveling westbound on Settlement Road when his vehicle crossed the center line, left the roadway, and struck a tree. Bush, the only occupant of the vehicle, was pronounced dead at the scene. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was also assisted at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. This is Grant County's second traffic fatality of 2026. Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will not seek re-election. Lisa Hale has more.
My time has lasted quite a while, but my service in this chamber will end when the new class of freshmen are sworn in. I've been so honored to serve with all of you in this chamber, and I will miss many of you, but not all of you. But to those of you who I will miss, and actually all of you, I appreciate your service.
The surprise announcement from Voss came at the beginning of the Assembly's final planned floor session of this period. During his speech, he said a mild heart attack he suffered last year contributed to his decision to retire at the end of this term. Voss is the longest-serving speaker in state history and has led the Assembly under Republican control since 2013. He was first elected to the Assembly in 2004. Just minutes after the Voss announcement, Governor Tony Evers released a statement. It said, quote, "The speaker's retirement marks the end of an era in Wisconsin politics, and I'm grateful to have served as governor during Speaker Voss's tenure. Although we've disagreed more than we didn't, I respect his candor, his ability to navigate complex policies and conversations, and his unrivaled passion for politics." Voss has been a thorn in the side of the Democratic governor, blocking policies and stalling bills. But he also angered fellow Republicans, including President Donald Trump, who said Voss did not do enough to look into voting fraud in the 2020 election when Trump lost the state of Wisconsin. Trump even backed Voss' challenger in the 2022 primary. Voss's term will end in January when the new class of freshman legislators is sworn in. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
New moms in Wisconsin will soon be eligible to receive expanded Medicaid coverage for up to a year. After passing the state Senate on a nearly unanimous vote last April, the measure was opposed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss as an expansion of welfare. Representative Pat Snyder said persuading fellow Republicans was a challenge, but he's glad Wisconsin beat Arkansas, which, along with Wisconsin, were the only two states not to have accepted the expanded coverage. Republican Representative Shea Sortwell of Two Rivers was the lone no vote as the bill passed Thursday, 95-1, and heads to Governor Tony Evers for a signature. The Assembly also unanimously approved and sent to Evers a bill to require insurance to cover additional cancer screenings for women with dense breast tissue. State Assembly Republicans pass a bill to regulate wake surf boats and establish a sandhill crane hunt. The crane hunt was tacked on to the wake surfing bill in an amendment criticized as not relevant by Democrats before being passed on a voice vote over their objections.
The question is, Assembly Bill 1033 haven't been read three times. Shall the bill be passed? All those in favor will signify by saying aye. All opposed, no. The ayes have it. Assembly Bill 1033 is passed.
The original draft of the wake surfing boat bill was opposed by a coalition of more than 90 groups, arguing its requirement that the boats operate 200 feet from shore is inadequate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is urging the Trump administration to reverse its plan to dramatically increase U.S. beef imports from Argentina. In a letter to the White House, Evers warns the move threatens American farmers and ranchers, especially in Wisconsin, where livestock and meat generate $34 billion and support more than 43,000 jobs. The administration recently approved a fourfold increase in Argentine beef imports, jumping from 20,000 to 80,000 metric tons. This also follows major industry disruptions, including Cargill's plan to close its Milwaukee meat processing facility, impacting more than 200 workers. There's an early front runner in Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor, but the field's still fluid. During his State of the State address this week, Governor Tony Evers didn't mention either of his two former lieutenant governors running to replace him, but both lead the pack. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes leads with 28% in a new poll, ahead of Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez at 20. David Crowley and Francesca Hung each drew single-digit support, and 35% of voters said they're still undecided. The Tip Insights poll was conducted for the Conservative League of American Workers between February 6th and 12th. Clean Wisconsin is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, saying the agency broke the law by rolling back key climate protections. The group joined a national coalition in filing the lawsuit in Washington, D.C., arguing the EPA is failing to protect people from car and truck pollution, they say drives climate change. Clean Wisconsin claims the state is already seeing more severe weather, rising health threats, and worsening air quality. The EPA has not yet commented on the suit. More Wisconsin farmers are turning to bankruptcy as rising costs and falling prices take a toll. A new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation shows farm bankruptcies jumped 46% nationwide in 2025. Wisconsin saw 16 filings last year, compared to only two in both 2023 and 2024. A Madison bankruptcy attorney tells WPR the decline is a lagging indicator, saying most farmers seek help too late. Economists say some are staying afloat by borrowing against land. Two people who fell into the Mississippi are fortunate. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports on Thursday afternoon, just before 2, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center began to receive 911 calls reporting that two people on an all-terrain vehicle went through the ice on the Mississippi River near the Stoddard boat landing. A sheriff's deputy arrived on scene and determined that both individuals, James D. Borski, age 64, and Scott J. Borski, age 62, both of Wisconsin Rapids, made it to shore safely. Both were evaluated by members of the Stoddard-Bergen Fire Department and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. They were wet and cold, but neither were transported to the hospital. Fire and rescue personnel who responded were prepared for a water rescue, but fortunately it was not needed. Also at the scene was a member of the Genoa Harmony Fire Department. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper was in the vicinity and offered their assistance. The ATV owner made their own arrangements to have the ATV removed from the water. The Mineral Point Police Department responded to a report of a property damage complaint near Commerce Street and Front Street in the city of Mineral Point shortly before 3 in the afternoon. During the investigation, an ATV fled from the area. The Mineral Point officer initiated a pursuit and stopped the ATV on the ATV trail just south of the city. As a result of the incident, Levi Lucas Leslie Brown, 23 of Barneveld, was arrested on two counts of fourth-degree sexual assault, criminal damage to property, and fleeing or eluding an officer. Brown was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked on the charges and currently remains. Assisting Mineral Point with the incident was Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, Dodgeville Police Department, and Wisconsin DNR. Three people were arrested following a traffic stop. An Iowa County Sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop Wednesday night around 7:40 on a vehicle on U.S. Highway 18 near North John Street in the city of Dodgeville. As a result of an investigation, the operator, Brandon T. Aide, 34 of Platteville, was arrested for operating while revoked, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of heroin party to a crime, bail jumping, and a probation hold. Catherine W. Deckert, 48, of Montfort, was arrested for possession of heroin, party to a crime, possession of drug paraphernalia, party to a crime, and two counts of felony bail jumping. Christopher J. Johnson, 43, of Montfort, was arrested for possession of heroin, party to a crime, possession of drug paraphernalia, party to a crime, and two counts of bail jumping. Early prenatal care improves the chances of having a healthy pregnancy and baby, but a new federal report shows it's been on the decline. The share of U.S. births to women who began prenatal care in the first trimester dropped from 78.3% in 2021 to 75.5% in 2024, according to data released recently by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Meanwhile, starting care later in pregnancy or getting no care at all has been on the rise. Prenatal care beginning in the second trimester rose from 15.4% to 17.3%, and starting care in the third trimester or getting no care went from 6.3% to 7.3%. Late or no prenatal care decreased in six states, which includes Wisconsin. Besides describing the national picture, the CDC report included state-by-state statistics. For example, it found that late or no prenatal care increased in 36 states and the District of Columbia from 2021 to 2024. Late or no prenatal care decreased in six states, including Wisconsin. Though researchers didn't look at why prenatal care is starting later, OBGYN said one likely reason is the proliferation of maternity care deserts across the nation. According to a March of Dimes report from 2024, Richland County and surrounding counties have full access to maternity care. However, the study found that more than 35% of counties are maternity care deserts. This means that in 1,104 U.S. counties, there's no birthing facility or obstetric provider. Researchers point out that women living in maternity care deserts and counties with low access to care get less prenatal care and have higher rates of preterm birth. Join fellow hunters and outdoor enthusiasts at the Richland Center Archery Club's Driftless Area Deer Classic tomorrow from 9 until 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Many activities will be held at the event, including getting your deer head scored by the Wisconsin Buck and Bear Club. Jerry Gander is a member of the Archery Club.
One of the main things I help do, and we do it other than just the show, but we do a lot of the deer scoring. Jimmy Sumwalt, who's local, and myself, and then Hunter Katasak. We get another fella, Jerry Lundy, and then Marlon Lalo are all Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young scorers. So we can score anything that needs scored, whether it's archery, muzzleloader, crossbow, rifle, shot, anything you've got on a whitetail. You can make arrangements for us to score other animals too.
When you bring in your deer head, you are also entered for a chance to win a gun. Pre-registration opens tonight from 5 until 9 and continues tomorrow from 9 until noon. The day will also feature gun raffles, bucket raffles, a broadhead and trail camera photo contest, vendor booths, and food and beverages. The Archery Club will also be collecting hunting clothing. John Clare is in charge of the collection.
If you have hunting clothing that you want to part with, we will resell it for a donation and get it in the hands of somebody else that can use it. Hunting clothing is expensive, and so it's a good place to pick up some bargains if that's what you're looking for. And if you have a basement full of camouflage or orange clothing like I do, it's a good place to part with it.
You can bring clothing to the community center tonight between 5 and 9 or tomorrow during the show. Admission is just $5, and children 12 and under are admitted free. All are welcome to attend the Driftless Area Deer Classic tomorrow from 9 until 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. For more information, contact Jim Birch at 608-475-4963. The former Lee Lake Polar Plunge Committee will host a pool tournament Saturday, February 28th in Cazenovian, Ironton. The tournament will be 16 two-person teams in a double elimination format. To register to compete, contact Chrissy at 608-393-2435 or Terry at 608-983-2397. Competitors should meet at Boston's Spa in Cazenovia at 9:30 Saturday, February 28th to get brackets, pay entry fee, and hear the rules. The first matches start at 10. The day will also include paddle raffles, 50-50 raffles, a silent auction, and bake sale. All funds raised will be donated to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Please note that this is a pool tournament and there will be no plunge into Lee Lake this year. The final plunge was held last year and the committee has decided to raise funds in a different format. Today's winner of $100 in the Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club calendar raffle is Barb and Darlo Wentz of Richland Center on ticket number 925.